Hello.
Ah, hello. I phoned this morning.
Oh, yes, you did.
Just
one moment.
Thank you.
He's the man that phoned this morning.
Yes, hello, Jimmy here.
Hello, Jimmy. My name is Ian Court. We have briefly met a couple of years ago when there was an ICWIG celebration weekend.
Yes, that was October. That's at Moy Castle.
That's at Moy Castle.
Yes, right.
Now, Robert Beveridge was organising that weekend.
That's correct, yes.
So I know you were there, and there was about 40 or 50 other people there.
Yes, myself and a young fella...
Tom Magnell.
Yes, that worked for Jim Corbett. We were doing the guiding that day, up to the top of the keep there and back. I was asked to go to Carsing as well, but I had just started a course of chemo, and I was, you know, it was just enough of me to do the bit I did, you know.
Yes, I do. I didn't realise that.
Right, what can I do for you?
I'm doing a website for ICWIG. And I wondered if I could ask you a couple of questions. It's all to do with ICWIG in the film, and I'm trying to...
Yes, carry on.
I feel I know you, because I've sort of half met you, and I've seen you on the ICWIG film, because you, I think, were taking Nancy Franklin around, it looked like you.
That's correct, yes, that's correct.
And that's got to be 10 years ago, or...
It must be all of that,
it's
yes,
a long time ago, and re-watching it, I'm thinking, well, that must be Jimmy. I mean, it must be you driving down to Carsaig that day.
Yes, well, I think the first shot of me is... Only my eyes in the rear view mirror of the vehicle I was driving.
it was
a rear view of me and Nancy going down the cliff down to onto the pier at Carsaig.
You never know whether that's Hollywood or if that really was you or not.
It was me, yes.
Speaking
about Carsaig, there's absolutely nothing of that pier left now.
No.
It's all been undermined. We had fairly violent storms from the southeast there, and I haven't been down, but I believe all of the stonework has all been
blown away.
Broken away, yes.
Right. I mean, it's like a giant jigsaw puzzle. All the stones must be there somewhere.
They're all there. Yes.
They're all come apart.
My grandmother's brother and a fisherman. Well, the guy Alan McInnes, who figured in the Corryvreckan scenes.
Yeah.
The two of them in the winter time would do. Just minor repairs, you know, an odd bit of masonry would come out, and they would replace it, and you know, do all of that. And they also did, there was banding.
That's right.
Banding. Yes, it's metal, you know.
Yeah, and I think the guy who actually owns it, more or any more or just
any
behind.
More Lodge.
Yeah, in behind there somewhere. I think again that was part of the tour 2 years ago that we were allowed to go past the house,
yes,
but you couldn't go inside it. And I think that's where the guy lived. Or I could be wrong. I don't know.
It would be any more Lodge. There's also Carsaig House as well.
Right.
That's the one further. That's the one where just the front door scenes. In the film,
we're
filmed round about. You know where you saw somebody going up the bank with big bloodhounds, you know?
Yes, yes.
You can remember that.
Yes,
well,
I can, yeah. Pamela Brown, yeah.
Big House.
And that was Eric House in the film then, was it?
You're right enough. The kilted man at the gate, somebody was speaking down to him, or talking down to him, you know?
Yeah.
One was higher than the other.
Yeah.
That was taken there as well. And also, a few of the banqueting scenes and all the... Oh, I can't remember them all at the moment.
No, don't worry. Jim Corbett very kindly has sent me three photographs that were taken while Michael Powell was there shooting the film. And it looked like there was a back of a guy that looked like a stand-in. Because obviously Roger Livesey didn't go there, and it was Jim Corbett's mother and father actually showing Michael Powell around, and nobody ever seen these photographs before.
You see, what you saw in the film was a makeup. When you were there, you would have noticed if you'd remember the sequence of the film.
Yeah.
The door was in the wrong place. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
it was done down at studios in London. Yeah. What I was going on to say was the only really part I had in the film.
Yeah.
Well, remember Captain Knight, the guy with the golden eagle?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Well, he also had a lot of hawks, and he had a buzzard or two, and he that was his hobby. You know, right. He needed two rabbits every day to feed, you know, his hawks. When I came, this was September or October of that year, 45. The first thing I did when I came home from school at Pennygale was to get on no clothes and go out with I had a great old dog ferret and I purse nets and things like that.
Yeah.
I guaranteed that I would get him at least two rabbits. Sometimes in the day I would maybe get four, but two were kept for the next day. Believe it or not, I was at that time I was getting 2 and 6 pence for each rabbit, 5 shillings.
Well,
in 1945, that was a fortune, wasn't it?
Jimmy, how old were you at the time? What? How old were you when you were doing this?
I was 11.
11.
Yes.
So that was quite a lot, wasn't it? That was.
I reckon my father was the manager, and he was the guy that looked after the Highland cattle that were there. You know the cattle coming up the hill.
Yeah.
The smoke.
There was a girl.
That's right. Yes. Anyway, he looked after the cattle. They were given space in the cow bars, you know, for the milking thingies were. I reckon that in those days I was getting more at 5 shillings a day than what he was getting. Anyway, something else, I don't know that you know it, but there is a CD. I did some work for a lassie down in London, and it's I Know Where I'm Going sound only, and it's very, very good. I don't know how you could get a copy of it. I have mine. It's probably be better if you'd never seen the film.
What, just to hear it?
You know, your mind's eye, your imagination.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great thing. It was very, very well done.
Like reading a book rather than seeing a film. You imagine it yourself.
Yes. Uh-huh, something like that, yes.
Right.
It was very good.
Who did that, then? I've not heard of that.
I think it was made for the American market, you know. But I think it was really made for that. But lost touch with the girl. But if you're up here sometime, can you have a listen? I'm on it. And Alan McInnes's daughter... Alan McInnes, as I said, was he had to do with the Corryverken, but Alice's daughter, Katie McInnes, that was two.
Right.
Our local school teacher, as a teacher, she had a part in it, and also a guy called Gordon McLean. His aunt drove Wendy Hiller about when she was here.
Right.
She had a taxi service. Wendy Hiller stayed down in the Argyle Armour Hotel in Venessen.
There's an extra bit on Mark Cousins, and it actually shows that lady being interviewed and how
correct.
She had to
yes.
get her at 6 o'clock in the morning and take her onto the set at Castle.
That's it. That was her, the green-haired woman. Well, she's gone now, and there was a boat hirer from Oban, a man called Donald McQueen. And believe it or not, out of all those people, I'm the only one that's still alive.
Oh, really? I was trying to tactfully ask that. Who else is still there? Is it only you?
It's only me. Yes, yes. I'm just looking round. I'm outside the cottage. I'm just looking out down at my 15-foot Orkney longliner. That's a little fishing boat.
Yes.
And it's ashore for the winter. And you'll guess what its name is.
Ickwig.
Ickwig. Right.
Jimmy, you don't have any photos of the filming or anything?
No, unfortunately I don't have, but I'll tell you who has, a Mrs. Gorton.
Well, yeah, she's got that photo album.
Yes, that's right.
I did see it 2 years ago, but there was such a throng around it, I never got within 6 foot of it. Now, it's a big, thick book.
I had it when the... that centenary, she was staying here for a week. It was her father-in-law had car sick at the time of the filming. That's the connection, you see. And no, I knew her well since I was a kid myself. And she came and she stayed here for about a week in that weekend.
Before all the bits and pieces go, before people lose photographs and lose stories and all the information, I just want to get it down. Yes. Jimmy, can I say thank you very much?
You're very welcome. See you there.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.